This is unbelievable. It's been like a half an hour. If this was a cartoon, you'd be looking like a ham right about now. Oh, there's the waitress.
Excuse me, miss. Hello, miss.
That's Phoebe. Hi.
Hi. Okay, will that be all?
Wait, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I was over there, and then you said, excuse me, hello, miss, so now I'm here.
No. How come you're working here?
Right, yeah, because it's close to where I live, and the aprons are really cute.
Can we start over?
Yeah, okay, great, I'm going to be over here.
No.
Testing me or just acting out, but my monkey is out of control. But he keeps erasing the messages on my machine, supposedly by accident.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then, like 3 days in a row, he got to the newspaper before I did and peed all over the crossword.
I've never done that.
All right, now look at her and tell me she doesn't look exactly like her sister.
Well, I'm saying I see a difference.
They're twins.
I don't care. Phoebe's Phoebe. Ursula's hot.
You know that thing when you and I talk to each other about things?
Yeah.
Let's not do that anymore.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Phoebs. Guess who we saw today?
Oh, fun. Okay. Liam Neeson.
No.
Marley Safer.
Nope.
The woman who cuts my hair.
No.
Okay, look, this could be a really long game.
Your sister Ursula.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she works over at that place.
Riff's, yeah, I know.
Oh, you do? Because she said you guys haven't talked in like years.
Hmm, yeah. So, is she fat?
Not from where I was standing.
Where were you standing? Phoebs, so you guys just don't get along?
It's mostly just dumb sister stuff, you know. I mean, like, everyone always thought of her as the pretty one, you know. And...
Oh, she was the first one to start walking, even though I did it later that same day. But to my parents, by then, it was like, yeah, right, well, what else is new?
Oh, Phoebs, I'm sorry. I've got to go. I've got Lamaze class.
Oh, and I've got Earth Science, but I'll catch you in gym.
So is this just going to be you and Carol?
No, Susan's going to be there too. We've got dads, we've got lesbians, the whole parenting team.
Well, isn't that going to be weird?
No. I mean, it might have been at first, but by now, I think I'm pretty comfortable with the whole situation.
Ross, that's my jacket.
I know.
We're the Rostons. I'm JC, and he's Michael. And we're having a boy and a girl.
Good for you. All righty, next.
Hi. I'm Ross Geller, and that's my boy in there. And this is Carol Willick, and this is Susan Bunch. Susan is Carol's just... Who's next?
I'm sorry, I didn't get Susan in.
Susan's Carol's friend.
Life partner.
Like buddies.
Like lovers.
You know how close women can get.
Susan and I live together.
Although I was married to her.
Carol, not me.
Right.
It's a little complicated.
A little.
But we're fine.
Absolutely. So twins. That's like two births. Ouch!
to you too, Helen.
Nina Bookbinder is here to see you.
Oh, okay, send her in.
Hi.
Hi, Nina, come on in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. I was just going over your data here, and little thing, you've been post-dating your Friday numbers.
Which is bad, because...
Well, it throws my weenus out of whack.
Excuse me?
Weenus. Weekly estimated net
usage. Oh, net usage statistics. Right. Gotcha. Won't happen again. I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt your weenus.
It's not just that she's cute, okay? It's just that she's really, really cute.
It doesn't matter. You don't dip your pen in the company ink.
Ross, your little creature's got the remote again.
Marcel, give Rossi the remote. Marcel, you give Rossi the remote right now.
Go home.
You give Rossi the remote.
Great.
Relax, I'll fix it.
Urkel in Spanish is Urkel.
How did he do this?
So tell me something. Is leaving the Christmas lights up part of your plan to keep us merry all year long?
No, you see, someone was supposed to take them down around New Year's, but obviously someone forgot. Well, someone was supposed to write Rach, take down the lights, and put it on the refrigerator. How long has that been there?
Hey, where you been?
I went back to Riff's. I think Ursula likes me. All I ordered was coffee. She brought me a tuna melt and 4 plates of curly fries.
Score.
She is so hot.
Yeah, listen, okay, before you do anything Joey-like, you might want to run it by,
Yeah?
Yeah. Thebes?
Yeah.
Do you think it would be okay if I asked out your sister?
Why? Why would you want to do that? Why?
Well, so that if we went out on a date, she'd be there.
Well, I mean, not my sister's, you know, whatever. And, I mean, it's true, we were one egg once, but, you know, we've grown apart, so, I don't know. Why not? Okay.
Cool, thanks.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You want to watch Laverne E. Shirley? Sorry. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late. Where's Carol?
Stuck at school. Some parent-teacher thing. You can go. I'll get the information.
No. I think I should stay. I think we should both know what's going on.
Oh, good. This'll be fun.
All right. We're going to start with some basic third-stage breathing exercises. So, mummies, why don't you get on your back? And, coaches, you should be supporting mummy's head.
What?
I'm supposed to be the mommy?
Okay, I'm going to play my sperm card one more time.
Look, I don't see why I should have to miss out on the coaching training just because I'm a woman.
I see. So what do you propose to do?
I will flip you for it.
Flip me for it? No. Heads.
On your back, Mom.
All right, mommies, take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Good. Now imagine your vagina is opening like a flower.
Mr. D, how's it going, sir?
It's been better.
The annual net usage statistics are in.
And?
It's pretty ugly. We haven't seen an anus this bad since the 70s.
So what does this mean?
Well, we're going to be laying off people in every department.
Hey, listen, I know I came in late last week, but I slept funny and my hair was very, very straight.
Not you. Relax. Ever have to fire anyone?
Nina? Nina? Nina?
Nina?
Are you okay?
Yes. Yes, I am. Listen, the reason that I called you in here today was, please don't hate me.
What?
Would you like to have dinner sometime?
So, Phoebes, what do you want for your birthday?
Well, what I really want is for my mom to be alive and enjoy it with me. Okay. Let me put it this way. Anything from Crabtree and Evelyn? Ooh, bath salts would be nice.
Oh, okay.
Good.
What is this place?
Look, you're cold, I have to pee, and there's a cup of coffee on the window. How bad could it be?
I think we have an answer.
What's she doing here?
This could be God's way of telling us to eat at home.
You think she got fired at Rips?
No, no, no. We were there last night. She kept bringing swordfish. Are you going to go to the...
I'm going to wait till after we order. It's her, right?
It looks like her. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's us.
Right, and it's me.
So you're here, too.
Much as you are.
Your turn.
We know what we want.
Oh, that's good. All we want is two cafe lattes.
And some biscotti cookies.
Good choice. It's definitely her.
Yeah.
Buenas noches, John Boy.
Buenas noches, Maria Ellen.
Buenas noches, Jim Boy.
I can't believe you. You still haven't told that girl she doesn't have a job yet?
Well, you still haven't taken down the Christmas lights.
Congratulations. I think you found the world's thinnest argument.
I'm just trying to find the right moment, you know?
Oh, well, that shouldn't be so hard now that you're dating. Sweetheart, you're fired. But how about a quickie before I go to work?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
You know, once you're inside, you don't have to knock anymore.
I'll get it. Oh. Hi, Mr. Heckles.
You're doing it again.
Doing more? We're not doing anything. We're just sitting around talking. Quietly.
I can hear you through the ceiling. My cats can't sleep.
You don't even have cats.
I could have cats.
Goodbye, Mr. Heckles. We'll try to keep it down.
Oh. Phoebe, can you do me a favor? Can you try this on? I just want to make sure it fits.
Oh, my first birthday present. Oh, this is really...
Oh, no, no, no. It's for Ursula. I just figured, you know, size-wise.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay, fifth. Are you seeing her again tonight?
Yep, ice capades.
Wow, this is serious. I've never known you to pay money for any kind of capade.
No, no, I like her, you know? She's different. There's, something about her.
That you like. We get it. You like her. Great.
Hey, Phoebe, I asked you and you said it was okay.
All right, well, maybe now it's not okay.
Okay. Well, maybe now I'm not okay with it not being okay.
Okay.
Knit, good woman, knit, knit.
Thank you.
And that's the Chrysler Building right there.
Oh. Nina.
Mr. Douglas. Cool tie.
She's still here.
Yes, yes, she is. Didn't I memo you on this? See, after I let her go, I got a call from her psychiatrist, Dr. Flynn, and Dr. Flynn. And he informed me that she took the news rather badly. In fact, he mentioned the word frenzy.
You're kidding. She seems so...
Oh, no, no. Nina, she is... In fact, if you asked her right now, she would have no recollection of being fired at all. Not at all.
That's unbelievable.
And yet believable. So I've decided not to fire her again until I can be assured that she will be no threat to herself or others.
I see. I guess you never really know what's going on inside a person's head.
Well, I guess that's why they call it psychology, sir.
The sound Mom and Dad will never forget. For this, after all, is the miracle of birth.
Lights, please. And that's having a baby. Next week is our final class.
Susan, go deep.
Impossible. It's just impossible.
What is, honey?
What that woman did? I am not doing that. It's just going to have to stay in. That's all. Everything will be the same. It'll just stay in.
Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, what do you know? No one's going up to you and saying, "Hi, is that your nostril? Mind if we push this pot roast through it?"
Carol, sweetie, cleansing breath.
I know it's frightening, but big picture, the birth part is just one day. And when it's over, we're all going to be parents for the rest of our lives. I mean, that's what this is all about, right, Ross?
Ross?
I'm going to be a father.
This is just occurring to you?
I always knew I was having a baby. I just never realized the baby was having me.
Oh, you're going to be great.
Oh, how could you say that? I can't even get Marcel to stop eating the bath mat. How am I going to raise a kid?
You know, Ross, some scientists are now saying that monkeys and babies are actually different.
Where are you going?
Out.
Whip?
Yes.
All right, can I just ask you one question? Have you two, yet?
Well, not that it's any of your business, but no, we haven't.
Okay.
You met Sax, right? Sure, Nina. What's up?
I don't know. For the past couple days, people have been avoiding me and giving me these really strange looks.
Oh, well, maybe that's because they're, jealous of us.
Maybe. That doesn't explain why they keep taking my scissors.
Well, maybe that's, because you're getting a big raise.
I am?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my God! You're amazing.
Oh, you don't know. Hallie, can we make sure we put through the paperwork on Miss Bookbinder's raise?
So you still want me to send her psychological profile to personnel?
What?
Helen drinks. Will you marry me? Well, I ended up telling her everything.
Oh, how'd she take it?
Pretty well. Except for the stapler thing. Little tip, if you're ever in a similar situation, never, ever leave your hand on the desk.
Okay, I think I get how to do this.
All right, so can we turn this off? Can we just make them go away? I can't.
Okay, babe, they're gone.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's just, you know... It's this whole stupid Ursula thing. Okay, Thebes, can I ask? So, he's going out with her. I mean, is it really so terrible? Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'm not saying she's, like, evil or anything. She just, you know, she's always breaking my stuff. When I was 8, and I wouldn't let her have my Judy Jetson thermos, so she threw it under the bus. And then, oh, and then there's Randy Brown, who was like, have you ever had a boyfriend who was, like, your best friend?
No.
No. Well, but that's what he was for me. And she, you know, kind of stole him away and then broke his heart. And then he wouldn't even talk to me anymore because he said he didn't want to be around anything that looked like either one of us. I mean, I know Joey is not my boyfriend or my thermos. No, or anything, but...
You're not going to lose him.
You got to talk to Joey.
Yeah.
No, come on. He doesn't know this stuff. If he knew how you felt...
No, but he's falling in love with her.
Oh, please. They've been going out a week. They haven't even slept together yet. I mean, that's not serious.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
May we help you?
Rachel, what are you doing? It's freezing out here. Would you come back inside?
No. You wanted me to take them down, so I'm taking them down. Okay?
Rachel! Rachel!
I'm okay! Mr. Eccles? Mr. Eccles, could you help me, please?
See, this is just the kind of thing I was talking about.